your freeform station, WMFO.org.
It's Friday night.
Somebody scream!
Something you almost walked into a wall. Imagine in your embrace, had to snap myself out of the thought of you. Shall I have any taste? And the sensation is real. The blood rushes into each place as if you were here. I love it in me too. Cold dilation. I'll be erasing this evasion. I'm gonna do if I get you to see. Got me afraid of you. So fine, sometimes I forget to breathe. Got me afraid that wherever you are is where I have to be. Faces are fading, replaced with yours. Bodies are changing into your beautiful form. Hope to feel your pulse beating inside mine. Want you to press against me, like if you don't, you'll die. And the sensation is real. The blood rushes into each place as if you were here. Love it in me too. Cool dilation. Heartbeat erasing. This evasion got me afraid of the rapture stirring inside of me. Got me afraid of what I'm gonna do if I get you to see. Got me afraid of you. You're so fine, sometimes I forget to breathe. Got me afraid that wherever you are is wherever I have to be. You must speak into the moon, cause when you're up and out and full, I could be anywhere, I feel the pull. Whispering to my
WMFO, and that's a brand new music, a brand new beats from Emile LaRue, and she calls that one Afraid. How'd you like that one, man? That work out for her?
That was sweet, yeah.
Now, you know, in the new format this year, we're throwing some new music in and throwing some jazz and stuff in, try to move up the format a little bit.
Nothing wrong with change.
Words. All right. Something else I was going to ask you about. I was thinking about
you know, you've been
pepper me with questions all night. Yep. But I haven't seen you really since the premiere of DJ Stan the Man. I see you on Facebook. You're always on an island someplace. you're eating fish out of the sea. Or you're doing stuff that, you know, I'm shoveling snow and you're somewhere in the water. What have you been up to aside from vacationing in your short shorts?
I haven't been in my short shorts in a long time. The fishing thing was I was waiting for you to say something for that because I saw the comment you made when I posted it. That was New Year's Day, and the water was about 20 degrees below zero, and I went out with about 12 drunks from the island, and they dared me to go in the water, and then, you know, I had to do it, you know, especially, you know, being the only chocolate drop out there. I had to, I had to represent.
Yeah.
So I got in.
Yeah,
so I got in. But anyway, it's funny you should mention that. A lot of stuff going on down with the movie. We just got it remastered, and it's ready to go for mass production within the next month or so. It's going to be shipped out to some festivals.
I heard that.
It's going out to Arizona. I'm looking forward to that because we have a doubleheader out there. So that's coming up sometime in early spring. But it's doing a lot of stuff. You know, we're getting a lot of good stuff, a lot of good response out of it.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It must be very exciting for you and Matt to, you know, be part of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean Matt's always, you know, he's always busy, too. He's always working on stuff also.
I had a short movie, Mail.Man, that went through the film circuit. It's still going, actually, and it's very exciting to be part of that.
So. What was it again? I'm sorry?
Mail.Man.
Oh, Mail.Man.
Yeah,
okay.
Me and Bradley Van Dusen. I don't know if you know who Bradley is.
That thing sounds awful familiar. Who's that? What was he in?
He's been in a lot of stuff.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's actually the New England actor, you know, that page.
That's his page.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember that, by the way. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Speaking of movies, getting back to the Kevin James thing, you actually did some work with him for that Grown Ups 2 in my hometown of Wareham, where I was on the set one time. I wasn't in the set, but I was outside the parking lot watching like everybody else, asking them if I could just stand in a corner somewhere and just get a credit.
I was waiting for you to ask me about that. Yes, I was chosen, and I was Kevin James's double for Grown Ups 2 for the majority of the summer.
It was hot out there, wasn't it?
Oh, it was real hot, man.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was 95 degrees, and we were running.
Are they coming for you?
I hope so, because I was told, by the way, that there'd be air conditioning here, and that's definitely not happening.
That's not happening. No.
It was 95 degrees. We were running downhill for one of the scenes to film us chasing a tire with David Spade's dummy in it, or a stunt double.
Oh, both.
And it was 95 degrees. You were in makeup.
You must have been sweating your chachis off.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't like sweating. You know?
People, people stalk, you know, people like yourself. They don't like,
There you go.
They don't like the heat. Yeah,
poking fun at my weight again.
I did not say that.
But it was very exciting for me.
Hey, what was it like working with those guys?
It was amazing. And I owe that to Kristen Barona, who was with Sandy Alisi Casting at the time. Now she's with Central Casting in L.A.
Okay.
She was an amazing person. She believed in me. She took the stab at me. And
awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I did my own campaigning, though. I've been getting compared to Kevin since The King of Queens, and I still get compared to Kevin or Slane Carroll from Boston. But
The rapper.
You know, for me, it was exciting to work side by side with Kevin. You know, I got some nice photos. Adam Sandler took some photos, and Adam was great the whole the whole time.
Did you get to meet Chris?
Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now what's he like in person? I've heard like different things. I heard that, you know, sometimes he's cool, sometimes he doesn't want to be bothering people, and sometimes what's he like?
Well, he tried joking around with me once, and I dropped a line on him from the first Grown Ups with, you know, it was like shaking hands with an eagle, and you know, he then said something. He made a remark about me being the guy from Mike and Molly, which I thought was funny. You know? I think Billy Gardell's a little bit bigger than me.
He's a lot bigger than you. He's a lot bigger than you.
So, you know, there was a little playful banter there. But, all the guys that worked on the set for that movie, you know, Adam's double, Chris's double, they're all, you know, great guys. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was an experience. It was huge for me coming back, you know, after beating cancer. It was only, you know, a few years into
it. It was right after that, right? Well,
sure. Yeah. And I because of the side effects I have from different foods and stuff, I didn't eat a lot at first.
Right.
I drank tons of water. You know, I tried to keep hydrated because it was so hot.
Sure.
But, you know, for me, it was a large experience. You know what I mean? And a lot of people think that because I had that experience, it opens up all these doors for me. Things are just handed to me. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
I drive myself to set. I'm not taking limousines across the street.
I know how that is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I work for everything that I get. And, you know, I mean, that's... I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions. If you do something monumental in that, you know, in that way, and some people don't even look at it as a big deal, but for me, it was huge because he is my favorite comedian. I have been compared to him for a good portion of my life, and I got to work side by
side. That's awesome, being able to meet somebody like somebody that you admire that's in the business, and you get to meet them and actually work with them.
Yeah,
that's awesome. If you did, I wanted to ask you. Speaking of Wareham, did you get involved with Tattoo over there when they shot it at the diner? Did you get involved with that?
That's funny. Were you there?
Because I was there.
I was actually at the diner.
I was there.
I did the stand-in for Craig Sheinack, who played Tiny on Ray Donovan. I was a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
It was a surprise to me because I just watched him get killed like the week before that.
On the show.
And I'm now working with him. So I did his stand-in. I had actually auditioned for the role. It's kind of a funny story, but we won't get into all that.
Okay.
But I ended up making friends with Craig.
Cool.
And then... Seth invited me back to be one of the bachelor party guests right behind Mark Wahlberg on the couch in the scene in the beginning of the movie.
The scene in the beginning of the movie, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Wow. We're watching the Bears on television. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So cool, that was nice. Yeah. I got some good time on that.
All right, man. I appreciate you hanging out and sharing some of those some of your stuff that happened in your career. But there's a big one that we're gonna hold on. But you're a national star.
I don't know about that.
You've been seen all over the country.
Probably, yeah.
All right, we're going to talk about that. We're going to come back and talk to my man DB, getting some other stuff, getting some music. Also, I got to send a shout out, and I forgot to. She's probably all home, kill me. When I get home, I'm going to see some stuff when I see you next time. But send a shout out to my girl Jules, checking out the Time Teller, speaking of Wareham, in Wareham. And this is her favorite song, and she's at home by herself, so we're going to help her out and play this music for her, all right? Here you go.
Is now where we get the ice cream?
Now's when the ice cream comes
all
in.
Right.
Yeah,
good.
91.5.
Last night a DJ saved my life, yeah. 'Cause I was sitting there bored to death, and in just one breath he said, "You gotta get up, you gotta get off, you gotta get down, girl. You know you drive me crazy, baby. You've got to turn into another man." Called you on the phone, no one's home. Baby, why leave me all alone? And if it wasn't for the music, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. My car didn't get very far, no. Before I had you on my mind, why be so unkind? You've got your women all around this town. But I was trapped in love with you, and I didn't know what to do. I found out all I needed to know. Check it out. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Hey, listen up to your local DJ. You better hear what he's got to say.
is not a problem that I can't fix, cause I can do it in the mix. And if your man gives you trouble just to move out on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain. Said away goes trouble down the drain.
Well, all right.
Dub time.
The thing, you know what upsets me is when somebody challenges me to something. If somebody challenges me to something, that upsets me because they think I can't do it, so they challenge me to something. And then when they put a monetary price on it, that even makes it even it makes me even more insistent on doing it correctly. All right, well, I'm not gonna mention. I'm not gonna mention any names, really. But a couple people said that they seem like I'm having a problem pronouncing your name.
Oh, okay.
So. Some wise ass said that better monetary amount that said I couldn't say your name live on the air.
Okay, well,
so you're
fire
the
away.
You're the judge of your name, right? And yeah. I'm gonna before I go to commercial break, I'm gonna say it right now.
All right.
Just say this, be quiet. I got it written down here, and I wrote it phonetically. Is it phonetically? So I can say it right. All right, here we go.
Can you crinkle it up one more time? There you go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to The Time Till, and I've been hanging out with my main man, Doug. Balakovich!
It's Balakovich.
Damn it! Damn!
What about the monetary value on that needle you
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Damn it!
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately.
You're gonna do double or nothing.
For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Balakovich.
Bala, like ballerina. Man. Like Tiny Dancer, the Tony Danza.
All right, now can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Tell her I did that on purpose.
Okay.
Just tell her.
Right now?
Yeah, tell her personally.
Yeah, all right, he did it on purpose.
Thank you. 91.5, Time Tell with Shay Skousen, hanging out with my man.
Doug Balakovich.
listen to my dad, Chase Carson, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Thank you, son.
Get off. So either get loose or you ought to get lost. Cause I'm just about ready to do my thing. Cause I'm a stone cold New York rap machine. I'ma give you what I got, and baby, that's plenty. And never has one man rock so many. I'ma make you wet and make you sweat just to see how funky you can get. Now when I'm on the mic, I do serve well, and I go by the name of the rapper Ja Rule. Your headgear, you ready for a trip through the atmosphere? Gonna take you for a ride through the twilight zone. I don't need a spaceship, I use my microphone. So hold on tight with all your might, cause I'll be rocking like this for the rest of the night. It's Ja Rule, y'all, your master rapper. And when I'm on the mic, it's a sheer disaster. Cause MCs crumble when we rumble. Some think I'm soft just because I'm humble. So all you MCs, I hope you're real good listeners. Cause in this battle, I'm taking no prisoners. I'm slaying MCs right on the spot. Cause I'm the master of the rap, the doctor of the rap. The jack of all trades, the master of one. And the thing I master is called having fun. We got 3 minutes left to rock this funk, to separate the good stuff from the junk. So get in the groove and feel the sound. And once you're inside, spread yourself around. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. Come on, master, get funky while we got it.
baby making music.
Oh, man, Sam Salter, and it's on tonight on the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5. Hanging up with my man, Doug Balakovich.
Yeah.
Doug Balakovich, you hear that?
All right. I'll give you that one.
All right, man. Hey, man, I got to bring this up, and I almost had before, I almost forgot about it before we ran out of time. Like I said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, this man is a national figure now. I'm just going to lead into it. I'm going to say, but you're in a national commercial.
Yes.
And if you watch the commercial, you could definitely tell it's you.
Yeah.
If you go on Doug's page on Facebook, and he has a picture of it with this person. In the commercial, and you see this commercial. It's incredible. But anyway. The commercial's a Visa commercial.
Yeah.
And it's a hometown commercial.
Yeah, it's a Visa checkout commercial that involves Rob Gronkowski and his brother Dan. It's better if you watch it first. That way, because it's actually a genius commercial, the way that they set it up.
It's funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Now, you're the person, all right, when his brother's walking down the street, and you can only see the back of him because you don't know it's Gronk yet.
Yeah, that's the idea in the commercial, is that everybody thinks...
It's him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you guys shot that right here in Boston, right?
They shot it in South Boston, down by Castle Island. They had on L Street, M Street.
Oh, okay.
There was a bunch of streets. We walked a lot of streets that day with... Yeah, it was interesting.
Now, was he on the set? He wasn't on the set for that? Was he?
Dan Gronkowski was.
But, yeah. Obviously, Gronk couldn't be there because he's playing.
Right, yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a good time. And, you know, the way it worked out great for me. And, you know, it's a national commercial. It's my first national commercial. That's so it's awesome, kind of exciting. Man.
That's awesome. I could say I know somebody that was in a national commercial.
Yeah, don't get too excited. I mean, you know, it's like I'm the face of the commercial. But
your face is in the commercial.
It is, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's awesome. When I saw that picture, I said, man, that's something else. Can I tell you, I was in a national commercial.
Were you?
Yeah, it hasn't been aired yet, but I did a Titleist commercial about 2 months ago.
Really?
I haven't heard anything from him. Maybe it'll come
out. I remember when you were shooting that.
They might shot that. Yeah. I haven't heard from that yet. It's supposed to be coming out till the end of the year, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, that was great. That's great stuff. So what do you got coming up on the horizon, if anything?
I do have an audition Monday, of which I cannot speak of. I have to shave off the bear beard, as you put it.
The same one I was at today.
So I've got that, and there's a few movies that I worked on last year that haven't come out yet. Year by the Sea.
Is that with anybody we would know? Anybody?
No.
Boston local?
Yeah. It was the girl that played Indiana Jones's girlfriend was actually the lead in that. The original Indiana Jones. It's a shame I can't remember her name off the top of my head right now. But I didn't work with her. I worked in a great scene as a mover with one of my friends, Chris, that I worked on other movies with. We didn't even know it. So, it was a nice day. And then there's also Sea of Trees with Matthew McConaughey, which is coming out.
Oh, okay.
I think they said in April. I've been waiting and waiting.
You're cool. Do you have a speaking role in that?
No, I played a hospital orderly. It was pretty, I was basically just standing there by the ambulance when they loaded
the body into the ambulance?
Yeah, yeah. I won't get into any more than that.
Okay, All right, cool. Well, good luck Monday.
Thank you.
Good luck Monday. I can't, like we say, can't mention it, but there was a lot of people there today.
I
think I did pretty good, so hopefully I'll get a call from...
I hope so, I know a few people that are going Monday, and it will be packed, I'm sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to send this the next song. We're running out of time here. I'm going to send this next song out to Tina Marie, DJ Tina Marie, she with the Giddy Up, my man Pauly B, and she asked for this song, so I'm going to send this song out to her and Pauly, and you can tell them where we are.
And remember, folks, I am Doug Balakovich, and we are in the Time Tunnel. 91.5 WMFO, and I am with Chase Cartwright.
Oh, man.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Cloudy or bright.
5 and a classic from the Flamingos, and I Only Have Eyes for You. I send it out to my girl Teen Marie of the Giddy Up. Yeah, that's for the Giddy Up. Yeah, I like that song. You like that song?
I love that song.
All right. Before we play our jazz interlude, which we run a little bit late because my man said, I didn't turn your mic up. There it is.
No, he didn't.
All right, there,
there we go.
Before we play the jazz interlude, I got to get for find Jeffrey. Where's Jeffrey? Jeffrey!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's last call for alcohol. Please make sure you get your last drink orders in at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
I always got to do that to tell that folks know it's the last call for alcohol.
Yeah, when did we have alcohol? I haven't had any at
we,
all.
This, no, but we just say that so the folks know it's in the show.
Oh, I thought maybe I was in the wrong show.
No, you're not.
All right.
Jazz interlude. Gerald Albright, Four on the Floor, 91.5.
Thank you.
jam.
Woo!
That was a monster.
Jam with Albright, Four on the Floor, your jazz interlude for this week. Mm-hmm. This is how we do, man. You're going to come back and help us. This is how we do it, man. Oh. Every Friday night, how we go.
I won't be happy unless you bring me back.
We talk that. Once again, I'd like to thank my my co-host and special guest, Douglas Balakovich. It only took me 14 times to try.
That's fine.
And sitting out the back and walking around and saying, Balakovich.
Yeah, you did practice it a few times in the hallway. I saw you.
I saw it. I get it because I don't want to. I get people listening to me. People making fun of me now, sending me messages and stuff. I'll talk to you when I get home.
Yeah, and you know what? I never thought on a Friday night that I would be here with the Chase Caulfield doing the time tunnel on WMFO. I mean, to be honest with you, I there's no place I'd rather be.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you saying that, man. But this is a serious tip. Stay in touch, man. We're going to get you back on here soon.
Oh, please.
We get a lot of love. And thanks for that, folks on Facebook, and people that have been calling in, showing a lot of appreciation, love for the show, what you do every week, and I definitely appreciate it.
Thanks for the support for the random stranger on the air.
Hey, and on a serious tip, man, thanks for sharing that story about your bout with cancer. I'm sure that could give a lot of people some hope and some brightness in their life.
Yeah, I mean,
who need it?
There are people that have been through a lot worse, and, you know, I'm just glad that I'm here, you know.
All right, that works for me. All right, I'm going to do a quick one, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. But we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Words. Once again, I enjoyed bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, dance, and funk from back in the day. We call it grown folk music. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight, and you can only get it right here at 91.5. Once again, my friend, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And I'll see you on the flip side.
I hope so.
All right. So until next week, work like you do not need the money, dance like nobody's watching, and love like you want to be loved, and everything will be all right. So until next Friday night, see ya.
Anyway, that's our show for tonight.
Can I put my pants back on now?
You can put your pants back on.
All right. Everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
So say good night to the bad guy.
All right, people, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.